Chapter 4. After reading activities, listening. Activity 6. The Morlocks have captured the time traveller and are questioning him about his provenance and the working of a time machine. See Activity 6, page 49. Listen and decide if the following sentences are true or false. Continuation.
So you're telling us that you travel from a distant past time to today in that strange, ridiculously small apparatus. That sort of toy machine.
You mean apparatus? That's right. I'm a scientist. It took me 2 years to make that toy machine.
Our best engineers have disassembled and then put all the pieces of your machine together. It has been carefully oiled and cleaned. It's in perfect condition now. But they weren't able to start it. What's the trick?
The time traveller didn't say anything for a while. He could feel the two levers in his jacket pockets and realised that they were his life-saving devices. Then he shouted,
"Where is my time machine? What have you done to it? It worked perfectly the last time I used it. I don't think you have assembled it correctly."
The Morlocks were surprised at the stranger's reaction. Nobody had shouted at them for ages, and after the ancient languages expert's translation, they looked goggle-eyed and started to mutter to themselves. One of the council members spoke to the two language experts, who nodded several times and then addressed the time traveller sharply.
"We don't believe your absurd story of time travelling. We think that you somehow come from one of the stars above and that you've been sent ahead in exploration." "All right, we are going to disassemble and assemble the contraption of yours again. Then, tomorrow morning, you'll show us how it works and..."
"And no tricks or leg pulls! Otherwise, we're going to taste your flesh. We'd like to eat something exotic for once. We're a bit fed up with this tasteless Eloi meat."
After sunset, the Morlocks went hunting the Eloi. The time traveller was left tied up in a gallery. However, the cords were those normally used for the Eloi, so he managed to free himself easily. He then knocked out the two guards and escaped.